big drive to tie it up. But, you know, the things we talked about during the week, making sure we get seven in the red zone, converting third downs, we didn't do very well today. You know, we, I think, had 17 points in four red zone trips. You know, we had a turnover, a person had a turnover, and then couldn't convert, had to kick a field goal on our first drive. So it's, that's where we lost the game.
Is this team have to run better on short yardage plays?
I mean, we just need to convert those, whether it's running it or throwing it. I mean, third and one, you expect to convert those.
What happened on
The crowd, probably. As far as the false start penalties, but you know, it's disappointing. You go down and score and tie it up, and you're thinking overtime. And you know, got to give him credit. Matt got them in a position, and Matt Bryan had a good field goal. Well, that's a reactionary thing. It's nice to have the five receivers back in the mix, but the way they're covering us, they're dropping eight guys. And when that happens, I need to move around a little bit. And if I'm moving and I feel like I can get us a positive gain, I'm going to take off. No.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. I do. Yeah, it's nice to have that back in, especially with the five we got. You know, I think Brett Swain did a really nice job today for us, had a couple big plays. You know, we spread it around pretty good. We just didn't score enough points.
What happened to these changes?
Well, as I got it, I went to bring it in and start moving, and guy hit me right on the ball, and the ball came out. Unexcusable.
Did you get hurt on the play before that?
Yeah, I got hit in the elbow, but it's fine.
On that play or on the play?
On the second down play.
Yeah. Yeah, what concerns do you see going back to five receivers? What type of
Similar scheme to today, I think. You know, they wanted to, majority of the time, to drop eight guys. Their changeup was pressure. And in our five receiver package, we have a lot of quick options as well. So I think we, you know, did a nice job. The line did a great job communicating. And I got the ball in my hand pretty quickly when I could. And when I didn't have to, you know, guys kept working. And the line did a good job.
Were the sneaks called or were they plays that you wanted?
Well, the second down was a check. I thought there was no way we couldn't get that in. You know, you line up there in an even front, center's uncovered, similar to the Miami game. We had the call, we talked about in the huddle, and we just didn't execute. When you play a game like this against a good team, you got to play well, and you can't turn the ball over, and you can't take points off the board.
Mike was saying you guys did a lot of good things, though. Did you come out of this saying the glass is half full with this game, or the glass is half
full? I come out of this knowing that we're going to be in, you know, at best tied for the division lead and two games behind the conference leader. So that's disappointing. But there's still five games left. A lot of stuff can happen. We just need to play better as we get into December. That was a call. Yeah. That was nice that he called that. I mean, that's a product of, you know, a product of the game. I don't think it's important to win this game regardless of whether it's close or not.
Do you enjoy that 90-yard drive at all? Circumstances, because this is a loss.
Yeah, we enjoyed.
Taken down.
Yeah, we enjoyed the heck out of that drive. You know, it was nice. Mike gave me some freedom in that drive. We made some good plays. We were all tired. I think every person on the field was tired, both sides of the ball. But to get that in for a touchdown and to have that high right there of tying it up was pretty special. But, you know, we lost the game.
Can you walk through the touchdown play?
You know, we just called the same play as the one on third down. Or the one before the one that we false started on. It was just kind of guys getting the end zone and move around. They dropped eight guys. The line did a good job. I moved around. Kind of saw Jordy early as he started to streak towards the corner and just held my eyes inside to hope that Robinson didn't slough off on Jordy. Jordy made a nice catch. Well, Matt's a great player. I have a lot of respect for him. He's a good friend. He's very efficient. You know, their offense, sustained drives, convert third downs, points in the red zone. And he's been known to bring his team back, put him in position to win the game. So a lot of respect for the way he plays.
Is it on the offense? You got to start
It's tough. It really is. And we've had the luxury the last, really the last 3 weeks of flipping the field position and having great field position and pinning them deep, having good kickoff returns. Today we start a lot of drives inside the 20-yard line, and it's tough. But, you know, we're not making any excuses about the way we played on offense. 17 points is not good enough.
Last question.
Well, we put it in originally in training camp and had a lot of success against our defense with it. Mike wanted to do it this week, and I think we did a nice job with it. You know, we scored on both the possessions, we used it, and probably, I'm guessing it'll be a part of our plan as we move forward.